Woo-hoo! It is time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready? I am. Today we are going to be looking and learning all about the et word family. Now, I want this activity to be super fun for you. That's the whole point. We're supposed to have fun. So if for any reason you start to feel panic because you think I'm going too fast, I don't want you to feel that way, okay? I want you to remember that you can have time at the end to finish coloring or writing something, but part of this activity is the listening part. Listen and learn. And so if I ask you to put down your crayon or your pencil, I want you to, so that you can do the rest of the activity with us. And then at the end, if you have extra time, I'm sure that you can go back and finish. Okay, let's begin. Before we do anything, let's write our name at the top. I'll write my name while you write your name. Remember to write neatly. Not too big and not too small. My name is Mrs. Oldham also, in case you forgot. All right, I'm going to put my pencil down. And I'm going to talk to you about the picture at the top of this page. That little boy right there, his name is Ted, and he got a peach. Do you know what a peach is? It's a type of fruit. And he bit into that peach, and it was so juicy and delicious, and he was so happy. And then he bit into it again, and guess what happened? He bit that hard, brown, round seed that's in the middle. Do you know what that's called? That big brown round seed, there's another name for it, and that word will belong in the it word family. Yes, pit. It's the pit inside of a peach. They call it a peach pit. He bit into that peach. It was horrible. It hurt him very badly. So before I tell you the rest of this story, let's color the two peaches on our picture. There's one in Ted's lap, and then there's one on the ground in front of him. So a peach is peach, obviously. We're going to color our peach a peach color. I don't actually have a peach color here in my crayon box, so I'm just going to use an orange color. So make sure it's some kind of an orange peachy color. That's part of the listen. And this listen and learn, you got to do the colors that I'm asking you to. All right, I'm going to start coloring. You should start coloring too. And while I color, I am going to sound out the word pit for you. Ready? Here we go. P-it. Pit. And we're studying the it word family, so I can chunk the it part at the end, and let's see if we can hear it. P-it. Pit. Yep. There it is. So pit belongs in the it word family. I'm almost finished coloring my second peach. So you should be close to be finishing too. I'm coloring neatly. Not too hard. Not too light. Please put your orangey peachy crayon down in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Thank you. Okay, well, let me tell you the rest of the story. So Ted bit into that peach pit, and it hurt him. It did. He had to sit down. He was so surprised when it happened. He had to sit down. So there's Ted. He had to sit down. We're going to color Ted's pants. Let's find some kind of a blue crayon. I'm not picky. And let's color Ted's pants blue because he had to sit down on his pants. All right, I'm coloring you color, and let's sound out the word sit. S-it. Sit. And the it word family, it is our chunk. So let's see if we can hear it if I just chunk that part. S-it. Yep, sit. I hear it. Sit belongs in the it word family. And we are coloring his pants blue. That is part of listen and learn. Even if you wanted him to have red pants, you need to color them some kind of blue. All right, let's color his shoes too. Let's color his shoes. Let's pick up our black crayon, some kind of black crayon. If you can't find your black crayon, you could use your pencil because that can kind of be a grayish color if you use your pencil. So don't panic if you can't find a black crayon. I know sometimes it's really hard to find black crayons. So let's color Ted's shoes black. So he bit into a pit, and it hurt so bad he had to sit down. That's a lot of words in the it family. Bit, pit, sit. I bet I could make up a song, but I'll wait until I get one more word to bring in my it word family song that I just make up on the fly. Okay, I'm almost finished coloring Ted's shoes, so you must be almost finished too. So please put your black, or maybe you used a pencil, whatever you used, please put it down in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, well, believe it or not, Ted bit into that peach pit. He had to sit down, and it hurt so bad that he thought it was an emergency. Luckily, he had an emergency box lying around. Do you think that thing next to him, you know, with that handle, it's a word that belongs in the it family. Have you already thought of it? Are you already telling me? He went and got an emergency kit. Yes. And usually emergency kits are white and red. So let's find some kind of a red crayon. And let's color our emergency kit red. And while we color, I will sound out the word kit for you. Here we go. K-it. Kit. And then our chunk, remember, is it. So let me say it with a chunk. K-it. Kit. There we go. All right. Kit. Bit. Sit. Pit. These all rhyme. So I could probably make up a song. Here I go. You color. I'll sing. I'm still coloring though. Ted bit into a peach pit. It hurt, so he got his emergency kit. I forgot one of the words. Oh, sit. I should have said sit. Are you still coloring? I hope you're still coloring. Ted bit into an Ted bit into a peach pit. He had to sit and get the emergency kit. Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Okay, I'm almost finished coloring my emergency kit, so you should be almost finished too. Please put your reddish crayon down in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Thank you. Okay, so Ted was really upset, really. I mean, who's ever bitten into a pit before? Not me. I usually make sure I go around it. So he was really upset. So his mom brought him his teddy bear to make him feel better. And it did make him feel better. It really did. And Ted thought, I am going to put my teddy bear, I'm going to take my little teddy bear, and I am going to put him in my emergency kit. And then guess what? That teddy bear did not... Do you know the word? It belongs in the it word family. That teddy bear did not fit. It did not fit. I mean, Ted was just having a bad day. First he bit into a peach pit, and then his teddy bear would not fit into the emergency kit. I mean, the poor guy. So we're going to color the teddy bear that would not fit. So find some kind of a brown crayon, and let's color Ted's teddy bear. Brown, the teddy bear that would not fit. So you start coloring, and then I'll sound out the word fit for you because the teddy bear would not fit. Here we go. It fit. It fit. And I can chunk it. What's our chunk? It. There you go. It fit. Yep. It belongs in the it word family. It rhymes with all the words we've been talking about. Bit, pit, sit, kit. And it could fit in my song if I wanted it to. The teddy bear would not fit. Poor Ted. Oh my. Oh, what a rough day. Oh, I feel bad for him. But he sure is smiling, so things must be looking up for him. Must be, I don't know. He must, I mean, I don't think you should put your teddy bear in an emergency kit. I think you should cuddle your teddy bear. Hey, but that's just me. I mean, whatever. Okay, boys and girls, I'm almost finished coloring my teddy bear. I think you're going to be close to finishing your teddy bear, especially if you're not coloring too hard. Especially if you're not taking forever. And remember, if you need to finish at the end, you can. So please put your brownish crayon down in 5, 4, 3, 2. Okay, 1. And pick up your pencil for me. We are going to do some writing at the bottom with some of the words we've been studying. So let's look at number 1. I want you to look at these lines just so you know what you're looking at. We have a little small dotted line and then a space, a little space, and then a second little dotted line and then a little space and then a third little dotted line. Then there's a big space and a bigger line, and then you move across, there's a bigger space and a big line. We're going to stay on that. So for number 1, on the littlest one, littlest dotted line, I'm going to give you a sound and I want you to write the letter that you hear just in that one spot. Ready? Here's what I want you to write. Yes, you should have written the letter F. Scoot across. Good. You should write I. Very good. And then scoot across. Yes, T. So we have one letter in each of those spots. Fit. Scoot across. It's a lot longer now. Let's write the whole word together. F-I-T. Fit. And scoot across. We'll write it one more time for extra practice. F-I-T. Excellent. Let's do number 2. Write the letter of the sound that you hear. P. P. Yes, it's a P. Scoot across. I-I-I. I scoot across, t, 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 t. Nice job. Scoot across. Let's write the whole word together. P, I, t, pit. And scoot across. We'll write it one more time for extra practice. P, I, T, pit. He bit into the peach pit. The poor guy. Oh my. All right, let's write number 3. Here we go. Write the letter of the sound you hear. B. B. Good. It's letter B. Scoot across. Ah. I, I. I almost gave it to you. I. Yes, that's letter I. T, t, t. T. Bit. Scoot across. Let's practice writing it all together. B. I. T. Bit. And scoot across one last time for extra practice. B-I-T, bit. And the last one for number 4. This is one we did not study at the top. It's a brand new word and it belongs in the it family, but we didn't practice it. But I think you're going to do just fine. Ready? Number 4. Yes, it's the letter H. Scoot across. I-I-I. Excellent. I, t, 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 good, T, it, hit. We made a new word. Scoot across. Let's write it all together. It, hit. Nice. And the last one, we'll write it one more time for extra practice. H, I, T, it, hit. Boys and girls, you did amazing. We are probably all now experts in the it family. We rock. Who rocks? We do. Yahoo! And I will see you next time. Have an awesome day. Catch you later. Bye-bye.